Are you saying the ZANU-PF campaign cost 15 billion? That would be nonsensical, of course. Then comes the issue of collective responsibility. The cabinet set every Tuesday. So it's everybody's responsibility. This speculation that this security or that Diamond did that, it's, come on, it's speculation and really political grandstanding. It has nothing to do with the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground is the country experienced some grand theft of its resources. And everybody should be focused on recovering that. Everybody should be focused on getting the people, and the government should be focused on getting the people that committed this grand theft to account, and also to face justice. I think that's what everybody should be focused on. Whether it be the Chinese or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But from the president's interview, he indicated that it was bad deals that were made, and the Chinese did that. And we also have the recent reportage that the Anjin, for example, didn't have a real agreement with the government or contract with the government. That shows, obviously, a bit of ineptitude from somebody somewhere or from the cabinet of the day. So that's how it is. We cannot try to split hairs and remove this from responsibility and remove that from responsibility. Everybody was responsible. The country lost revenue. Let's try to recover that if we can. That's number one. Number two, it's not like the money was the $15 billion was a heap somewhere when somebody started, somebody picked up that heap, put it on a truck and went with it. No, this man, as I'm using the word pilfer, it basically means it was leaking. It is a massive leakage. So recovering it will be extremely difficult. We hope it will be recovered. I do hope personally that it will be recovered. But I'm also not holding my breath because I know that it's not going to be easy. Let's be pragmatic. What I want, if you ask me, I want to see people that showed ineptitude, the technocrats that were supposed to be doing these deals, the directors who represented the government in these companies, either arrested or fired or facing the consequences or facing an inquiry where we actually can all interrogate what actually happened. That's all we need to know. What happened and how can we recover that? This issue of throwing mud all around, slinging it all over the place, does not work. It won't take us anywhere. Because what it does is forces the government, forces everybody to close things, not to be transparent. Let's all be very honest. Let's all do self-examination. Let's stop politicking. Let's focus on what's happening. We need our money back. It's a lot of money.
Mr. Mkwananzi?
We attempted to blame the entire government of ZANU-PF. It's not like this thing is just emerging now. During that time when enough money wasn't trickling into the government coffers via the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Finance then did raise a flag that we are not getting enough from Chiatwa. What's happening? If the president, who is now raising the issue now, was alert and not sleeping like he does every time, he should have acted then. They should have been able to nip this in the bud, acted on the call by the Minister of Finance then that the money from the diamonds proceeds wasn't tricking into the ministry's coffers. So if really they are to be absolved from this thing, let the president set a commission in place or auditor, whatever processes would be the best to not just to recover, but to find out who did what. Because I believe the leakages that Colonel Mangwana is referring to were deliberately created so that then somebody was going to benefit, including those that are in ZANU-PF. So they should not leave any stone unturned. Let them find out, comb through the entire structures of, the diamond process up to the end, A up to Z, and find out who did what, who did not do what. Because some people committed the crime by actually the way of commission, others by way of not doing it. So let's see who did what, and we shall observe or absolve those that did not do it.